the government doesn't want us to do any non-essential traveling.
It's time for Toon Kid Talks.
Young man, you are not to watch that show anymore. It's immature toilet humor.
My weenies won't cook. Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
I can't take it anymore!
Play that beat.
What? Sore again? Yeah, what a nasty disposition.
I don't even know why I do this show. It fucking sucks. Okay, let's get it started. Hey everyone, this is Toon Kid, and here's my show. Let's get this started. Now I know I'm late for a new show, and I've been hearing about it. Where's the new show? Come on. Fucking dude, I've been fucking sick with allergies, and I just fucking sometimes don't want to do this shit. Can't think of something, can't really do, I don't know. It's a whole process that goes in this whole thing. So, just bear with me sometimes when I come a little late. So, yeah. I fucking don't know. Okay, I got a couple things I want to talk about this week. First off, anybody who's ever shopped at GameStop knows about Game Informer magazine. Some stupid thing they make you sign up for when you get this card to get a discount, whatever. It's all bullshit. But they had this cool thing, it's called Top 10 Games You've Never Heard Of, which I thought was pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. What's funny was I actually have heard of one of the games, and it's actually one of my favorite games just to completely waste time with. It's called In. It's kind of weird. It's fuck. I'll put the links. I'll put all these links in the show notes. It's like where you're a ninja, kind of, and you have to jump around and bounce off the walls, and like, it's kind of like Pac-Man with a little bit of reality in it. It's a 2D platformer. It's really crazy, and like really challenging. I don't know. I've probably spent over 2,000 hours on that thing, and I still haven't gotten up to the last level. I can't even get halfway through the game. It's hard. So hard. Another one, which completely is a complete acid trip, really, is called Cloud. And what you're doing is flying from cloud to cloud and figuring stuff out in the clouds. Because it's so soothing and so... Really, I think if you were on acid, it would be completely fun. But seeing as I don't do that kind of shit, it fucking didn't work. I get completely bored, and my system somehow can't handle this game. Which, because it's pretty intense. Really good graphics, I think. Because it's not like you're like... keep hitting the mic, goddammit. Somehow it's a story where this kid gets sick, and his sister tells him to close his eyes, and he closes his eyes, and he pictures himself flying through the clouds, and that's the whole point of the game, is he's trying to hide away from his sickness or whatever. And it's interesting and kind of boring at points. I really haven't finished it because it takes too much processor whatnot. Another game that's actually pretty good that was on it is Narbacular Drop. I don't know if I said that right, probably really didn't, but it's a wicked cool game. It's a strategy game. You have to think throughout the entire thing. What it is you're this girl locked up in this like demon's lair, and somehow you find the ability to create these doorways. And what these doorways do is you can put the doorways anywhere in the room. You can put one on the ceiling. You can put one right in front of you. And when you walk through the one in front of you, you will come down from the ceiling. Which, if you think about it, you can make a lot of cool things happen. Like, if you put one on the ceiling, one on the floor right beneath it, you can just start falling forever, which is pretty cool. Or if you put two on the floor, you can hop at them and just start going up and down, up and down, up and down, which is also really fun to do. And it's this whole thing where you're just trying to get out of these rooms in this maze, and you have to solve how to do it, and it's really thought-provoking, and you have to do all these tricks to actually, like, figure it out, and, like, you have to be playing... You have to play around with the doorways for a while to figure out everything they can do, and then you can just start beating the game. Which is really, really fun. There's a lot of cool tricks in it, and I think it makes it quite interesting. There's one game I got, actually, was completely not from this. If you've ever heard of DeVry School, it's some gaming thing or whatever. And I was like, whatever, I'll get some free games. Because you get some free games when you sign up for whatever information. Just put a fake phone number and then they'll never call you. Oh, fucking allergies. This one's called It's called Freedom Force vs. the Third Reich, I think? Reek? I don't know. But it's actually really good. It's a completely cartoony game. You're superheroes, and it has a whole story behind each superhero and the supervillains, and it's really interesting. They come up with all new superheroes, which I think is really good. And I think it really is like how life in a comic book would be. All the corny sayings and the corny, like, actions and other stuff. It's really, really interesting. Also, the Empire Earth 2. Empire Earth 2 is actually a lot of fun. I only have the single player demo. I got it. This is also from the DeVry whatnot site. And it's a lot like a lot of other games, but I think it's graphics and its AI is actually very high, and I think it actually works very well. Here, hold on. I think the AI is very good. It's very challenging. It's very, it's not as easy as StarCraft or the old Warcraft game, where you can be like, send the army all the way over there. Like, you actually have to, like, work, build up resources, and create alliances, and different people do different things. It actually is very intricate and very challenging, and I really like it. But one game, if you really just want to fucking throw caution to the wind and want a quick game, is Street Bike Fury. It is pretty fast. Longest I've played the game is 45 seconds. That's just one round. And that actually was I felt pretty good about that 45 second roll. That took a lot of work and a lot of effort. I got a pretty high score for it. Because what it is, it's like, it's just a beginning scene, like, they're like, yo, where's the drug money? And he's like, ha 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 ha. You're like, oh, you don't got it, kill him! And then the guy gets on the bike, and you're the guy riding the bike, and you're just riding him, like a motorcycle. And you're jumping and doing all these tricks, and you have to shoot all these people while they're chasing after you, like, in a helicopter on all their bikes. And the goal is to basically kill and destroy as much stuff as you can, and kill any pedestrians, and do stunts if you can. Like, it's actually really interesting and really fun to do. It's like, oh, screw around. And you can shoot, like, missiles and, like, machine guns and all that stuff. It's really cool. It's actually pretty good. It's not pretty good graphics. It's just pretty good simulation, which I think is really, really interesting. Some of the games I couldn't get to play on my system, I don't know why, like Facade, Ocular Inc., Soldat, I don't know, Epoch Star, Flat Out, I couldn't get to play. One that was actually interesting is Nexus. It's a lot like, if you know what, Homeworld was like, it's a lot like that. Except it's more of an Asteroids-esque kind of thing, where you're just a single fighter and you're having to protect everything. unlike in Homeworld where you could create an entire fleet. And it's very weird how it all works out. I don't understand the whole story behind it, so I guess that's kind of my fault for all of that. But I don't know. Whatever. That ends my fucking game rant. Because I suck at this shit. If you notice, I sound a little different. Two reasons. One, allergies stuffed up my nose, so I really sound... My voice is kind of different, maybe a little lower. But also, two, because I got the new mic. I've been waiting forever to find a good one that's cheap. I got a $50 mic for about $35. No shipping. That kicked ass. Always look and compare prices before you buy something online. Because I could have paid $50 for this shit when I paid $35. $15. That's a decent amount. That could be like 2 or 3 video games right there. If you do what I do and buy everything used. That's the way to do it, man. Fucking hell. I don't know, dude. There's some crazy shit going on. I was gonna try and date this girl, and it didn't work out, because she was fucking insane. Like, we got together Saturday. We weren't officially together, we were just kind of, maybe, kind of. And then she's like, oh, we can't be together. So I'm like, okay, fine. I tried to get back together. I'm like, okay, so she really don't want to do this, and fine. We finally get back together that night. And then Sunday, we're together, and then I apparently said something wrong, and then we're not officially together, so we kind of unofficially break up the unofficial relationship. And then I'm like, okay, I have to fight and get back. And this happened for 3 more days after. So 5 days, it's on and off every day. And that's... it's fucking ridiculous, because she went crazy over the littlest thing. And it was just... insane. Like, I make a joke, and she's like, I don't know if I should be mad at you about that. And then she just flips out, and just gets mad at me for it, when it was a joke, and I'm trying to tell her it was a joke. And I didn't mean anything of it, and I don't fucking understand what the hell she's talking about half the time anyway. So why the fuck should that drama be caused to me? So eventually, once I figured out it was going to be like that every goddamn day, I said, fuck it. I'm not going to deal with this shit. I don't want to deal with this insanity right now. Because that's crazy. So, well, I broke it off. Still want to be friends with her because she's cool, but like, it's complicated, and she's miniature drama queen, and I don't care for that shit. So whatever. I don't know. School? No. I'm fucking. I've talked about this director guy for this one act that I've been for a couple weeks. Kind of mentioning him, kind of say he's a pothead, which he totally is. Not that he smokes a lot of pot, that it's just more that he has that whole mentality on him. He's just like, whatever, we'll do, fuck it. And what was funny was, today we were doing practice, and we weren't really getting anything done. That was partly because we just didn't care enough right now, although we open on Friday, which is kind of freaky. But, what was going on was, we're all trying to do practice, and 3 of us are doing a scene, and we just can't get through it. Finally, he has to leave, because he has to drive someone somewhere. It's like, okay, we'll just finish this scene, and then we'll leave. And so he leaves, and it's just the 3 of us. And we run the scene about 10 more times. But we only can do that because somehow we start getting work done once he leaves. Which really makes no sense. But if when he leaves, shit gets done, fucking hell. That's the way to do it. Just have him not come to practice anymore, and then it'll fucking work. Fuck. I think I'm not a WoW addict, which happens to be coming around somehow lately, But to me, I'm an iPod addict. I have my iPod on me all the time. I'm playing music all the time. I'm listening to something all the time. I'm listening to all my podcasts all the time. Without an iPod, even for a day, I'm going crazy. Because I'm in my car, and I'm driving to this girl's house, and she lives like 45 minutes away. So it's an hour and a half there and back of no iPod, which means listen to the radio, which pisses me off because commercials and stupid DJs and all that fucking shit. Ah, God damn it. It's driving me insane. I fucking need an iPod. I need to get one soon. My dad's letting me use his on the weekends, which is kind of harsh, because the weekends is when I need it the least. Because you need it to get through classes. Fucking hell. Yeah. iPod sucks. Oh, I went to an allergy doctor's today, and what's so weird, it took the entire time I was there was probably 20 minutes. I walked in, filled out the paperwork, sat down for about 5 minutes, played my DS, played some Mario Kart. I actually got onto their wireless internet. I'm a cheap son of a bitch. Played that for about 5 minutes, and then they called me into the room, talked to the nurse, blah blah blah, tell her what's going on, and then she leaves. She's like, "Doc, move in a minute." Usually when they say that, you have a good 20-30 minutes before a doctor comes in. So I'm like, okay, I'll pull up my DS. I pulled up my DS, and I was about to open it right when the doctor walked in. I didn't even get 30 seconds of anything. I was like, this is fucking crazy. And I'm like, okay, she's gonna leave and leave forever. And like, we talked, and she's like, okay, yeah, I got the shot for major allergies at first. I'm like, okay, cool, I'll take that. She's like, I'll be right back. I'm like, okay, this gives me 10 minutes. She leaves the room and comes right back. Like, it's fucking, like, doosh, doosh, right away. It's pretty cool. Because every other doctor's office I've ever been to, you can usually take a nap while you're waiting in the waiting room. Which kind of sucks, but kind of kicks ass. Because you can take a nap and not have to deal with anything. But it was actually pretty cool because I wanted to get the hell out of there. She gave me this shot for that will help me not have allergies for 3 months. 3 months on one shot. That's sweet. I don't know. I don't really have much to say. But one thing I do have, if you're ever just hungry for something sweet, and you really can't figure something out, go for Cool Whip. Because that is a major comfort food, and it makes you happy. Oh, yeah. But, I don't know. Fucking hell. Okay, I thought I was going to end the show there. Apparently I can't do that, because I'm fucking retarded. And prom's a bitch. I never realized how much of a bitch it was before, because I didn't deal with anything. I just asked for a date and let all my friends take care of it. Now that I'm actually having to take care of everything and pay for everything, and it's fucking expensive. It's $100 a person for the bus, $85 for the ticket, and then anything else we do costs extra money after that. That's, oh my god. Why do kids do this every year? Ugh, what's the big deal? I don't know. It's gonna be fun though. I got one of my friends who lives, well, the girl who lives 45 minutes away, obviously. Well, no, not obviously, but whatever. She's awesome as hell. She's pretty cool. She's actually really cool to talk to, hang out with. She is a good kisser. That's always a good quality. Good kisser. Which kind of is kind of weird, because kissing is more of an individualized thing, and you kind of have to know what you like to find out who you like to kiss. Which is kind of hard, because you have to kiss a lot of people to find out what you like. And sometimes, if you're really gross or disgusting, you can't find the right person to kiss. So people will be like, ew, and then you can never be good, because you don't kiss anybody. But then if you're not really that good, because you don't kiss anybody, then there's not really a problem, because you won't kiss anybody. So then it kind of works out, I guess. I don't know. Oh, I'm fucking tired. I think something that's interesting about where I live, because I live in a very rich, Jewish, Asian affluent town, and the way I grew up was a little bit in Texas, a little bit in New Jersey, a little bit in Connecticut, a little bit in New York right now, is that I get a very interesting, unique perspective on life and the way people should be raised and people should be living their life. And around here, some of the kids think it's all about material possessions, and there's this one kid who is a bit on the everyone hates him side, because he's just an asshole and a sexist pig, and somehow he's saying that he has a stable, which has moved from Maine to Tennessee to upstate, which nobody really knows what's true. We're all kind of guessing it's false and just kind of letting him play his game, because we all don't care that much. But I don't know, it's kind of interesting to see how kids react to everything like that, and how these snobby kids here are as snobby as they can be. And when you look at their parents are like 10 times snobbier, which you really don't understand how it can happen. If you have snobby parents, don't you think you'd be more down to earth, I guess? I don't know, it all doesn't make really that much sense to me. I kind of just let it flow, because I'm not going to I'm not going to really be around here for that long, so it really doesn't matter that much to me. So I just let it slide. I had an interview at Coldstone, which Coldstone Creamery is a lot like, it's an ice cream store, but it's not like Baskin Robbins. It's one of those where you can actually put like a mix in, quote unquote, into your ice cream, which I think is pretty cool, because it actually makes it so you can actually taste the topping and not just kind of taste it when you start and have to stir it in yourself, because that's a bitch. But it was, I think it's weird the way they do the interview process, because they get the manager, the owner, and one of the other managers there, and they all sit down with you, and they all ask you the same questions. What can you bring to this company? Like, what can you offer us? What can we offer you? How can you help us out? And all that stuff. Personally, I think everybody's going to give the same basic answers. They're responsible, they're good working, they're good with people, they're very friendly, and all this shit. What the hell you want me to say? I fucking don't care what the hell you have to say. I'll get my job done. Like, come on. If you're really going to have an interview, at least do something interesting. At least do something that brings out their personality. Don't just ask questions, because they're going to give you the answer that you want to hear and not the real answer. So if you're going to do an interview, do something that actually makes sense, that actually will get you to know the person and know what kind of things they're going to do. Like, I was thinking about this. I'm thinking, if you're actually working on a business and you're hiring a bunch of new people in your business, I think what would be a really good idea would be to have like a retreat and take 20 applicants, and 5 of the managers or interviewers or whatever, and just take a retreat for 2 days, have them work with the different jobs, dishes, cleaning up, setting up, and all this stuff. Have them really work and see what kind of people they are for real, and not what they just want to show you. I think that would be a really, really great idea, and I think it would really read out a lot of the assholes that you get in jobs. I don't know. Whatever, dude. I'm not business-minded. I just do my own shit, I hope it fucking works, and then just keep going. So, we'll leave it at that. I don't know, I don't really got much else to say. I'm sorry, it's I'm really not. This is gonna be, I guess, a long one, because I'm just kind of rambling on. But that's kind of what I've been thinking about lately. So yeah, I'm gonna end it here. But you have to give all the contact info. Basically, if you can think of any email or any messaging program, either put TuneKid or TuneKid Talks into that, and you'll find me somehow. Yeah. Fucking Brett, good show. Kyoto Kitty or Janine. good show recently. I really liked it. And I told you there was fucking new X-Men. Told you. But you didn't believe me. And now you have to go back and read those shits. Or you can just ask me questions, but I never actually finished the entire series. So whatever. And,
oh, and I forgot one more thing. Help me out. Go to my site, ToonKidTalks at Podomatic.com. And let me see if I can find it. Starling, stupid computer. Under my links, check out the listener survey. Cause, yeah, just fill it out. Help me out. Yeah, it's gonna be, it's just nice and be, cause I do a service for you, you do a service for me, it gives a little, give a little, get a little, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's about it. Check out my site.
Peace
out. Fuckers.
Living away from home, I'm on my own. Mom, check out my new zip code. High fives, left and right, profile downright. Dynamite, smooth looks, got them on copyright. Freshman girls keeping me in the eyesight as I roll through the campus on my Walmart bike. The football games are free, I'm a VIP with the school ID. Getting credit cards and t-shirts for free. Playing my own CD, going 5 years strong for a 4-year degree. Chicken strips and coleslaw. Everybody there saying he's gonna be a star. Fresh beats up in the dorm room, keeping your sweet mates awake with the boom booms of your hot tracks and tight raps that make the gloves bounce with the hundreds of cool cats driving G'd up Cadillacs. Football games are free, I'm a VIP with the school ID. Getting credit cards and t-shirts for free. Playing my old CD, going 5 years strong for a 4-year degree. I like to make friends and go to the parties. 3 a.m. cruising to the hotties.
Time for class, I hear 5,000 birds in a dump truck, picking up the trash, going to class. Now I'm 10 minutes late, walking sleepy-eyed, taking my time, the teacher's looking my way.
I'm a cool college kid at murraystate.edu. Hot pockets in my food group, wearing flip-flop shoes. I'm too busy to pass Civ 102. Sorry, Mr. Blue, but my fan base is huge. I'm a cool college kid with a cool backpack.